DW.
14,000 years ago, when the glaciers started to recede.
Dressed in warm, waterproof clothing and hiking boots, I've joined a group of forest bathers on the Crazy Horse Trail in woods on the outskirts of Ottawa.
And whales would have been swimming around us.
Trees of maple, oak, white pine, and birch tower above us. A light rain taps away on the leafy canopy above. We're beyond the road, beyond digital devices and iPhones, beyond to-do lists, disturbing news reports, and present-day worries. Forest therapist Andrea Przemowski is grounding us to this place, to this moment in time, and our place in it.
No, there were the first peoples and the explorers and then us. That was a quick sprint through history. So what's our story here in this moment, on this morning, together on this land, that is part of that big story in this land?
Andrea explains why this is no ordinary hike.
In a forest therapy walk, our surroundings aren't just scenery and a landscape, a backdrop to our interaction. We're actually visiting with the forest. We're actually engaging in relationship building and noticing our connection and taking time to be present to the forest and the more than human world and the beings who are there.
To do so means tuning into all of our senses. At Andrea's invitation, as it's known in forest therapy, we close our eyes and focus on our breathing.
Perhaps you might feel some relaxing in your muscles as your body settles down a bit more on the earth. Can you feel the air on your skin? Bringing our attention now to our sense of hearing, noticing the farthest sound.
And finally, like a big reveal, we turn to our vision sense.
When you open your eyes, perhaps you might open them like you're a newborn, discovering this gift of sight for the very first time and beholding all around you as if you're seeing it all for the first time.
Looking around, things do seem fresh, like a reboot. If this all sounds like mindfulness, a practice usually associated with yoga or meditation, that's at the heart of forest therapy. Research tells us that mindfulness, aimed at being more present and paying attention to what is around us without judgment, can be calming and work to reduce stress. Andrea invites us to venture deeper into the woods, fully engaging all of our senses. We quietly and slowly weave our way along the trail. There is little talking. Much comes into sharp focus. A small red berry on a tree, water droplets on a branch. We arrive at another clearing where we gather in small, intimate circles. We share what we have noticed in the forest.
There's so many different shades and hues and tones of green.
And the shapes of the leaves with the wind going through them, too. Some of them just, like, are shaky, and others are like a fan.
You hear the birds in stereo, you know, near and far. And I passed a tree, and I saw the tiniest bit of possibly a feather, and I would have missed that if I was just walking through a forest. It just leapt out at you, you know? Everything's heightened.
Yeah.
We're invited to find a sit spot and spend time with a forest being, to look at it, touch it, perhaps smell it. I spend time with a large, slightly battered-looking white pine, which looked like it had been through a lot. Another person sits by a pond, finding the water calming. Andrea ends our forest time with tea, fittingly made from local white pine needles.
Very nice.
So it's with the tea that we formally end the walk and start. This is our threshold to start to return to.
Oh, it's just calming. That's exactly why I came. Just. I'm going to get tearful.
It was emotional for you.
I'm fine, actually. These sort of things get to me. But no, my life is in a bit of turmoil right now, so this is just what I needed. Thank you. Sorry.
You didn't expect that?
No, not at all. Oh, sorry.
Maybe it was a release.
Maybe.
Anyway, I just, it's been wonderful.
Just, was there anything in this experience that stood out for you that you found really helpful?
Just the solitude time. As I said, I like being near water, so finding that little bit of a beaver pond was just what I needed, the solitude. And looking up, looking down, the smells, the decaying wood, the rain, it was just what I needed.
Maureen, a family doctor, thinks her patients could benefit from forest therapy.
Probably the number one thing that I deal with is anxiety and stress and all the ways it manifests itself. You know, people coming with chest pain, but the basis is stress. And I think an activity like this just really helps us practice mindfulness, which we know has been scientifically proven to help with anxiety. And just slowing down and taking time to smell and to look and to really see.
At the Happiness Lab at Carleton University in Ottawa, psychology professor John Zielinski looks at the connection between people's mood and the natural world. He says the research tells us that we feel better when we spend time in nature.
The people who have this sense of nature relatedness, this nature connection, report a lot of positive features of mental health. So emotional well-being, a sense of satisfaction with life, more a sense of meaning and purpose in life.
Studies out of Japan, which have honed in on forest bathing specifically, have produced some impressive results. Studies also point to mental health benefits. Hostility and depression scores go down, while liveliness scores go up. Kathy Sager, a recreation therapist at Ottawa's Royal Mental Health Centre, works with patients who she describes as clients suffering from schizophrenia and depression.
Psychosis affects perceptions of reality, and we perceive reality through our five senses.
She already leads her patients through indoor mindfulness sessions as they sit in chairs. But she wondered, how might her patients respond in forest bathing in an outdoor setting? She did her research first.
21 of the 28 studies determined that it was a very effective means of treating the symptoms of depression.
She asked Andrea to lead 8 of her patients in a session here at the Fletcher Wildlife Garden, full of trees, birds, groundhogs, rabbits, and ducks. The results were better than she expected.
And at least 2 of the clients distinctly noted feeling calmer after. Those were their own words. I felt calmer after. And one noted he felt anxious in advance of the forest therapy session. Because it was new, because often getting out comes with all this realm of unknowns. So just the experience of getting out, let alone doing something that you're not familiar with. And one of them also noted they were more aware of their surroundings after.
Would you do it again?
Definitely. Definitely I would do it again. And I think it would be the sort of thing that anytime you're doing a new experience, there's that distraction of, what am I doing? I mean, sure, there's part of you that's mindful, but at times your mind wanders. So having the familiarity of, oh, I've done this exercise, and honing into it that much more. And also over time, looking at the benefits that accumulate over time rather than a one-time session.
Shan Griffiths for DW in Ottawa.
DW.